With me on the show today is Andra Bolin, an extraordinary sales coach, an all-around really cool gal. I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and you can find out more about me at CaptivateTheRoom.com. Whole new trajectory for 2018. As of right now, if you want to get in and get some fast track voice technique to start working on, look into my monthly membership program and certainly reach out for if you're interested in one-on-one coaching. But I've got some amazing group programs coming up. Be on the lookout for that. Of course, I'll share it with you first. But it is time. It is time to use your voice. And you know what else it's time for is to get past any kind of fear or hang-ups you have about selling. And today's show is absolute. I just am so in love with today's show. I've listened to it and I just adore Andra Bolin, who is our guest today. I think she's just sensational in her work. She is an extraordinary sales coach. And we're really going to look at that today. You know, the thing I love about her so much is, well, there's a lot of things, but she gets voice and she knows that selling and voice go together like peanut butter and jelly, peas and carrots, Vegemite and cheese. And everybody sells, you know, everybody. And there are so many people, Andra's going to talk about it in the show today, but there's so many people that have so many hangups about selling, and we're going to get past all of that today. So let's head on over to the show. Let me introduce you to Andra Bolin. With me on the show today is Andra Bolin, a multi six-figure business consultant and sales expert with a track record that includes 26 years of award-winning sales experience. She's well known in the online marketing community as a sales coach and human potential activist. Andra helps entrepreneurs at any level create meaningful connections in their businesses by having powerful sales conversations that convert into cash. Her mission is to demystify the stigma around selling to encourage her clients to see the sacred opportunity that selling to connect deeply with their prospects' desires and pave the path through their offer to aid their prospect into the true transformation they seek. She believes that to sell is a powerful demonstration of how you fully show up for yourself in your business. And I have to tell you, I'm so excited about having Andra on the show today. I have had the opportunity to work with her a little bit in the online space. And I want to tell you, don't miss a minute of this episode because you are in for inspiration beyond your wildest imagination. Andra, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tracy. Thank you so much for having me. And hi to all of you listeners out there. Thanks for spending your time with me.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for spending your time with us. I'm just so honored that you're here. And I know everybody's going to learn so much. You know, when I think of sales masters, sales gurus, you're the first thing that comes to my mind. And, you know, my first question was, well, tell us what you do. I mean, we kind of covered that in the intro, but tell us a little bit about your background. Have you always been in sales?
Yes. You know, I started at a very, very young age. My first real job was in, you know, a sales call center. It was a broiler room type call center, but I learned a lot and learned what I never, ever wanted to do, and then realized that I might be okay at this and transitioned into a real corporate, you know, sales call center environment, and spent 26 years working with, you know, some big players like AT&T, Vonage, Bell South, and left corporate as a client manager where I was responsible for hundreds and hundreds of employees in their transformational sales process and journey. So it was fun.
I can't, that is amazing that, well, that you did all that and that it was fun. And so see listeners, this is what I'm talking about. So many people fear sales, and we're going to get into that a little bit later, but this is the woman that can turn this into fun and something so incredibly meaningful. So you left all of that and moved into the online space? Is that happened next?
I wish it was that glamorous, but it was actually, it was a really interesting moment. I was doing really well in my job and loved the people that I worked with. I'm actually one of those gals that always loved the corporate culture. But I had this feeling that if I didn't leave then, I would never leave. And that is really the voice that I heard. If you don't go now, you never will. And so I literally gave my notice, had no plan, no safety net, no clue as to what I was doing, except I knew that the worst thing that could happen to me was I would be able to knock on any door of any of my friends that I've met through the years of being in business and do sales. So I knew that I couldn't lose by seeing what was available to me. So shortly after my decision, I actually dove into a business with my mom where we actually worked with psychics and helped them up their game in getting more readings booked.
That is wild.
It was a very wild journey. And then, you know, each new door opened up another one. And I had some old buddies who, you know, was in business. And I thought, if these bozos can do it, I certainly can. And that's when I led into doing more business coaching. I got my certification as a life coach. And I really just paid attention to the type of clients. I would help anybody. There was nobody that I wouldn't help. So what I did was I said, okay, I'll say yes to everyone because I'm new in business from this coaching thing, but I'll also pay attention to where I really feel in my body, in my voice, in my soul, that this feels really good. And I'll also start to pay attention to who just magically comes to me. And very clearly, anytime that it had to do with business, sales, mindset, taking action, getting unstuck, I lit up. I knew what I was doing. I was in my power, and I was really able to support some amazing clients move into some transformational shifts. And so there is where you probably have now seen me. Now I've moved into this online space where I think, okay, how can I capture and impact more people? And the one thing that I saw, again, is how many people, entrepreneurs especially, service-based entrepreneurs, have so many amazing gifts, so many amazing offers that can truly make a difference in the lives of those that they touch, and yet they're being quiet about it. And they're being soft about it. And they ain't selling, Tracy. And I don't say ain't for lack of grammar.
Right. No, I love it. I love it. And they're being quiet. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, here's the big why. The big why is somehow, somewhere, they have attached their own personal value to the value of what they offer. And therefore, they are afraid to ask, because if they get a no to their offer, they think the no is to them. If they get a, you know, any sort of, you know, objection or obstacle or anything like that, there's a big fear in that. So that's one reason why they don't do it. The other reason why, so I'd say it boils down to three, right?
Okay.
The first one is rejection sucks. It doesn't feel good. And we take a lot of things personally, even when we're in business, because we put our whole heart and soul into it. And so they haven't yet learned how to create some separation and boundaries between their own self-worth and the worthiness of their offer. They're two totally separate things. The other reason why they don't sell is because in some cases, they haven't really gotten clear on the power of their offer. So they haven't really gotten clear on how to present their offer in such a way that it is extremely compelling to those who are ready to shift. So they haven't figured out how to really pull that together. And then the final reason why they don't do it is they just don't know what to say. And because of that, they have this thing where they think that selling is icky, selling is pushy, selling is desperation. And something very interesting that happened the other day that I think the listeners might benefit from, and maybe they'll connect to this. I have someone that I'm working with, and I had an aha based on her just talking to me and telling her truth, which was she reached out to me and said, "Hey, Andra, I want to," she basically said, "Do you think it's a bad idea if I put out a few offers because I want to make X amount of dollars so I can go to this, hire this person?" And I thought, well, that's strange. Why is she asking me for permission to put these offers out there? Here's what I learned. There's a lot of people out there that only sell on demand, sell out of desperation, sell when they have a need, right? So they're coasting, they're quiet. If somebody comes to them, cool, they'll take them. They're excited to work with them. But really putting themselves out there, they only do that when there's a financial reason, whether it's out of a state of emergency, out of, you know, something different that's happening in their household, or there's something they want to buy. So it's no wonder that there's this energy that sales equals desperation, because you're only selling when you're desperate.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that. And so are those three reasons and that all of that that you just said, is that kind of like, well, why we think we're not good at it? Because I hear that a lot. I'm not good at sales.
Yeah.
What do you make of that statement?
Well, because here's why. So when I hear that as if someone's saying, well, I'm not good at sales, what I'm hearing is I'm not good at selling the way that I think that selling, I perceive selling to be done. Where there's a perception that selling is pushing, it's thrusting, it's aggression, it's in your face. And it's not like that. Selling is passionate. Selling is assertion. Selling is connection. And so you're not good at selling because who wants to be this hard pushing, thrusting, you know, in your face, you know, loud, all, you know, trying to throw you in somewhere that you don't want to be. I don't want to be that person. Do you?
No. And I think I have probably two episodes on this podcast about why is everybody yelling at me all the time? Why are we going to loud? Why are we going to push? You can vocally feel, we feel that push. It's like, did we take a class in third grade that said, got to get louder. You want power, you get louder. You push it, you shove it, you know. And I feel that way about sales. You know, it's like, I remember when I was younger and I would go in the mall and you'd avoid a certain store because they're going to come at you. They're going to come around. They're following you around. What are you? Oh, that looked good on you. It looked ridiculous on me. Why did you just say that, right? You know? So is somebody teaching that?
Yeah. You know, I think there's a lot of teaching that's happening around that. And I think some of it comes from some old school sales, you know, backroom sales techniques, right? Mm. You know, a lot of people have said to me, when I think sales, I literally see that slimy used car salesman guy, right? Mm-hmm. And that used car salesman's trying to push you into any vehicle. Where really one of the exercises that I invite people to do is go back to that car lot. Go back to that car lot and really watch what's happening. And what you will see is that it's not this snaky, oily sales guy. This is someone that is deciding to show up every single day and hear no more times than not and still come back to work. Mm-hmm. This is a person that is sitting in the hot sun 12 hours a day mm-hmm. to hear no more times than not and still shows up. Yeah. This is a person that wants to get you into a vehicle that's going to be the transportation to keep your family safe and able to go places. So go back and witness what it really, what's really happening with that sales, that car salesperson. And I think that you'd be surprised that really what that person's doing is what we should all be doing. Still showing up even when we hear no, mm-hmm. being committed to our cause, right? Even in the hot sun, even when they're saying no to us, even when we're not sure, even when, right? Yeah. We do it in spite of that because we believe in what that our offer, the transformation that our offer can hold, just like the transformation of that vehicle. It's not just a vehicle. It's a way to actually transport your family to amazing experiences and do it safely. Yeah. That's what a car is. And I think when we get clear on the real transformation that our offers provide, I think that's when it gets really, it can get really powerful. There was a period, Tracy, where when people would ask me why I was so good at sales, I really didn't have an answer. I didn't know why I was so good at selling because I wasn't like an in-your-face hard charger, you're going to take it or you're a loser type of gal. I didn't shame people into selling. Mm-hmm. I didn't make people feel bad. And it came to me very clearly in one of my first jobs where I worked for MCI, which was the long distance company. Mm-hmm. And I was in the top 1% out of thousands. I'm talking about tens and thousands of employees. And the reason why I was good at selling that is because I was never selling long distance. I was always selling the transformational result, which was a way for people to stay connected to their family and still pay their bills.
That's powerful. That is really powerful. And you're so gifted. You are so unique and so gifted. And I want to talk more about that when we get a little bit down the track. But I wanted to ask something that I thought about when you were listing off those three things that get in our way of selling. And it really, what really resonated with me was, oh my gosh, our story has to play into this. Mm-hmm. Is that mm-hmm. true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is where I do get very passionate because to the point where I've actually had a moment very recently where I was literally crying because I watched someone not give their offer a voice. And I mean, just thinking about it right now, I could get teary-eyed because it's like, you got to be kidding me. Like, I am a human potential activist, which means I believe that children have a voice. We all have a voice, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that what happens is there's this disconnect where it's almost like this, we forget that our offers, our business is not just an entity. It has its own identity. It's a soul. And we've been selected. We've chosen to be the voice for this. Mm-hmm. And so when I see someone not share their offer, not give their offer the voice that it's been asking for, it really crushes my spirit. And because this is where I'll get back to your question was, why is that in there? It's because we have not created that separation that it's not about you, yeah. boo.
Goes back to that. Yeah.
It's not about you. Yes, you're important. Yes, you matter. Yes, you are you should take your business personally, but you, by being here on this great earth, and taking in this sunshine and this oxygen, and you were able to wake up for another day, already tells me that you are worthy. So what does your worth have to do with the value of your offer? Why do we bring our stuff into the mix? Why can't we let our offers that have proven to touch lives, that have proven to make an impact, that have proven to inspire results in those that we serve. Can't that be the worthy muscle that you flex? That's the muscle that I'm inviting people to flex. Let that and just be the voice, the vehicle, the vessel, and speak on behalf of your offer and leave all your personal shit, leave it on the shelf. Yeah. And then go back and revisit it later, but don't bring it into the sales conversation.
I love that so much. I love that so much that I just have to take a minute and process that because it's so good. It's so good for me personally. It's so good for every voice client I've worked with. But I tell you who I'm sitting here really even thinking about who can benefit from that is my actors.
Mm-hmm. Because, I love to work with them.
Yeah. Yeah. No joke. Because every time they go on an audition, they're selling. And I, so many of them. And of course, actors are just a third of my business, but so many of them, I just quit. I just left the industry. I couldn't take the rejection anymore. And so it made me think of these comments like, well, you got to get a thick skin. No, you got to step into your self-worth and separate it from the no is what I'm hearing you say. And that is some powerful stuff.
Yeah, because, you know, let me ask you, Tracy, if you knew that really you're on assignment and you've been bestowed this gift, you have this gift of really helping people step into their power, their voice, and you've, and this is your gift. This is one of your many gifts. And now you've been able to help other people, you know, step into their voice, their power. If you knew that the offer as it stands, that you, that there's a service to help people do that, and you were just the voice of it, wouldn't you share it more often?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you feel a responsibility to give that offer voice? And so what if it's uncomfortable? Let me tell you guys something. And I'm going to blow this whole thing out of the water right now, right here. And this, I mean, I'm playing with this, but this is something that happened the other day. People want to feel good selling. And guess what I'm going to tell you? You don't have to feel good selling. Mm. It doesn't have to feel good. Listen, the mechanics can be clunky sometimes until you get more comfortable. But guess what should feel good? The end result, the transformation, and then the transaction. Mm-hmm. The fact that because you were willing to sit in some level of discomfort on behalf of your offer, because you know your offer is dang good, right? Then guess what? I promise you, when that person says yes to you, yes to your offer, yes to the help, yes to what the results that it delivers, I promise you, you won't even remember the discomfort that you experienced, you know, during the conversation, if at all. So it's like, the process of selling doesn't have to feel good. What feels good is the end result. And you can't get to the end without going through the process.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That just lines up so, so perfectly with what my people are used to hearing me say. I know you don't like to pause. I know you feel bad in the pause. I know the pause feels 3 minutes long, but it's 3 seconds and you have to have it because it makes all the difference in the world. It is the power place. And then a month down the tracks, they love the pause.
Exactly. So here's what happens. People hesitate to sell because they want it to feel good.
Mm-hmm. Totally see that.
And what I'd rather invite you to do is let's feel good about your offer. Let's feel good about the transformational impact it can make out there in the world. Even if you're a web builder, a car salesperson, an actor, whoever you are, wherever you are, a glass builder, there is something that your product or offer or service does that makes a difference for people. And that's what I want you to sell. The results. That's it. You sell the results.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
That's just like you focusing on the words, not, you know, you don't focus on the words. It's not about the words. It's about the connection. It's about the relationship. Don't work, you know,
This is why I love the work that you do, because not only do you help people step into their own personal power and really activate the voice within, which we were talking prior to recording, how that just, man, all of a sudden it's like, it spreads like...
It is transformation, what you're talking about.
It's like all of a sudden it's showing up, that the impact of that is showing up in your writing, in your relationships, in your stick-to-itiveness, in your go-for-it-ness.
In your confidence.
Yeah, it's like it just shows up everywhere. And so It's everything. Voice, sales, sales, voice. They should be married.
They really should. And that's, you know, another reason I just fell in love with you from the minute I saw you was because you get it. Mm-hmm. You get my work and you get the power of it and you really get it in relation to sales. Mm-hmm. And how crucial it is to really be connected to your voice rather than, you know, kind of relying on the words and, you know, all of that is barriers, barriers, barriers. So does everybody have it in us? Can everybody sell?
I love that question, Tracy, because I used to be asked that. And in fact, you know, in my corporate days, there were definitely people that I didn't hire into my sales force, right? And that really came down to there's two things to look at. There's a skill set and a will set, right? Mm. So the skills can be developed, but the will is from within. So can anybody sell? Absolutely. Truth is, we've actually been doing this from infancy, from birth. Think back to your childhood and how you used to be able to negotiate, you know, staying up later.
Right.
How you would negotiate not eating your broccoli. How your parents would negotiate with you. That is selling. It's to transform somebody into a different action, right?
Right.
And that's really all sales is. It's transformation.
Right. And that's the focus. Just like, you know, it's just a different way of thinking, just like when I talk to my people about pulling away from the words.
Absolutely.
The words are important, but that's your voice that's going to compel me to do something, which, you know, you get it. You get the value of the voice.
Well, that's the thing. If you compel me, you sell me.
I love that.
If you confuse me, you lose me. And when we're nervous, I mean, everyone has their thing that they do when they're nervous. For me, when I get nervous, I get really excited.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I get a little bit obnoxious. And, you know, I've had to really learn how to get myself kind of in the zone before I even enter into any sort of sales conversation, or I do a podcast interview, or I go on live stream or whatever. So I really kind of have to get myself mentally in the game and really tell myself, like, this is what's in the highest and best good for all will be done. And so there's also a detachment piece to selling too that's important. Because, yeah. You know, Deepak Chopra says, detach but fully commit. And I love when I heard him say this because I didn't understand it at first because I thought, well, if you're fully committed, aren't you attached to the outcome? Don't you care what happens on the other side of it? And the answer is no. When you're fully committed to delivering, to being honest, to being in integrity, to standing up for yourself, for your offers, for the results that you deliver. And then you let go, let God, right? You let it go and let it be. And you allow the decision to be on them. And it's no sweat if they don't do it. It doesn't mean you don't assert yourself. It just means you'll put it out, all out there on the table. And then it's really ultimately up to them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that. And I just did an episode a couple of weeks ago saying, stop trying to control the outcome, mm-hmm. control the conversation.
Yes.
And yes. The outcome, and then you're going to get the outcome you want. But if you're so focused on, I got to get there, I got to get the gig, I got to get the deal, you've missed the whole opportunity to connect.
I totally, totally agree with that. And I think that's one of the things that I really would love you, the listeners, to really connect with is that what if we decided that to sell was to serve? What if we decided that to sell was to just truly connect? What if we decided that... what if we decided that ultimately that selling is a soulful expression of bringing your offers to life and giving it voice? Would you do more of it if that's what it meant to you? Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is really an opportunity for people to decide differently for themselves and decide what it looks like and feels like to really have meaningful conversations.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and that's a great lead in, because at the end of the day, you don't have to have a job as a salesperson. We're all selling all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
All day, every day.
All day. Selling ourselves, selling our products, selling everything. And so those mastering those conversations. And I think that's one of the things that you do so well. Teach people how to master the experience, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. And have fun with it, because to be honest with you, I get a little bit high energetically when I'm in a conversation with someone. We're talking about where they're at, where they want to be, what that would look like for them. And I have this moment where I'm like, holy crap, my offer can totally help you. And then it's like, I'm all about that. Like, I want to help you. And here's the way that I know how. And here's how we do it. And so I am able to assert myself, because I strongly believe that this is the key to move them into a totally different trajectory of where they want to be. It's extremely transformational. And so I have given myself permission to be passionate about that from that standpoint. And I will fight, not to the extent of push, but I will passionately persuade someone that, especially when I know this is the right thing for them, I have no problem passionately persuading someone to see that for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I love it. And you're so gifted at what you do, and you have so many specialties, you know. I mean, I think about all the intuition and all the wonderful things you bring to the table to teach people how to create this whole experience. And that's one of the things that there's so many things to love about you, but you are, and you're gifted at script writing too. That's another one of your really strong suits, is that you can flat write a sales script.
I know. And I actually really love doing this for people. I'm really learning how much joy it brings me, because it's almost like I'm channeling, it's as if I'm saying it, but I'm just using my fingers as my muse. And so I have written some pretty epic webinar scripts. I just did one for a speaking event. And I'm really enjoying helping, you know, my clients with that piece, so that they can really just show up in their zone of greatness while I call forth my zone of greatness, so that it's like this perfect, you know, they don't have to stress about creating that. I just give it to them, and we practice it and we rehearse it, and we make sure the voice components are in there, and we make sure that it really feels like them. So it's customized to your voice, but yet still lays in those psychological steps that need to be present in a sales conversation.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, every day I see you, you've come up with a new cool offer, a new cool idea to really help people. You're so committed to helping people and serving such a wide range of people. I don't know if you have a target market. I think we're all your target market, really. You know, we could all use a little Andra.
Aww.
A lot of Andra in our life, right?
Here's the thing that I do know. There was a part of my life, a personal part of my life, where I wasn't really showing up fully and I was hiding out, and it just is a very painful experience, and it grows. And so I've really dedicated myself to work through my own personal ish, you know, and really put myself out there and connect and show up and be more visible in my own personal life. And so I know that this translates to the same type of pain that you might be experiencing in your business life, where you're not going for it. And that's why I really do believe that selling is it does require some vulnerability. Mm. And to sell is really a powerful expression of you fully showing up for your business. Because if you can get out there and you can sell and you can let people know how amazing your offers are and how they help people, then I feel like you're really representing your business the way that it ought to be.
Yeah. And then you can really change lives.
Yeah.
Which is what we all want to do.
Yeah.
We all want to do.
Even eating a cookie shave saves lives, you know? I mean,
well, that's why I do it. That's why I do so much of that.
Yeah.
Because I want to change a lot of lives.
Yes.
Oh, you're such a joy. This has just been great. And I know everybody has learned so much from you. Now, where do we find you? Where's the best, you know, who needs to find you? Where do they find you? Give us all the scoop.
Yep. So if you are someone who wants to change your relationship with sales, you want to kind of pick up your badge of badassery when it comes to sales, or maybe you need some help, you know, working through some of the mindset blocks that are stopping you from showing up at all, I'm your gal. So just come on over to AndraBolin.com. That's double A, like the battery, AndraBolin.com. And we can connect.
All right. And guys, this will be in the show notes too. If you do live stream, if you sell from the stage, if you sell in person, if you have conversations with people, I want you to contact her because she really, really knows her stuff. I'm telling you what. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. It was really a joy to have you.
Thank you so much, Tracy, and to all the Captivate the Room listeners. I really, really appreciate your time, and I really hope that this has served you. It's been extremely fruitful and rewarding for me. It's been a blast.
It has been a blast. And thank you, listeners. You know how grateful I am for you. I thank you for your shares and your downloads. And that's it for today. But until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.